Vegeta.
It's from the game.
What did the scouter say about his power level?
It's over 9,000. Yeah.
What, 9,000? There's no way that can be right.
Redder. Apparently...
Wait, Vegeta. This is a podcast.
Oh.
Whoa.
Yeah, I heard that too. Okay, well, today's Pokemon, this week's, basically we had a big break over New Year's and Christmas and stuff, and there was no real reason for that. It was just that we didn't do a podcast during that time. But never fear, the podcast is back and more enthusiastic than ever.
That's a lie. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Sitting there, you're like, Caleb.
It's been a lie. It is.
Yeah, according to the random number generator, this podcast's Pokemon is number 610, which is Axu. But yes. Yeah. Thoughts? Comments? No,
the most annoying dragon Pokemon ever.
Are you kidding? I think they're adorable.
It is adorable. Like, just, it looks
just,
a lot
like
Barb.
Just in the anime. Just in the anime. That thing annoyed the hell out of me.
Okay.
Heck.
Okay, people. Alright. Take what's that,
Avatar?
Dragon Pokemon? Gabite, I think it was.
Oh, yep.
If you take Gabite and Larvitar and mash them together, this is what you get.
Pretty much.
Pretty much, yeah.
Mm. But, you know, it's cute.
I like its evolved forms better than I like it.
Okay. Fair enough. They're all strong and powerful and stuff.
I mean, Axu alone is pretty powerful for a dragon. I mean, it's nothing compared to Dratini and Dragonite, but...
Dratini's wrath, that is just mind-blowing.
Dratini is the most brutal dragon ever, and it's not even a dragon. It's like a snake.
It's like a worm, man. Yeah.
Still, it's probably the most brutal Pokemon ever.
Mm.
Also, it is probably my favorite Pokemon of all time.
Okay.
Also, the most inconsistent evolutionary chain I've ever seen in Pokemon.
A little bit, yeah.
I mean, if you look at the evolutions, they look like, my God, who designed that? Like, they don't look anything alike at all.
Sometimes that's
Pokemon.
Not exactly overly necessary.
Well, no.
Look alike.
Dratini and Dragonair look the same.
Yeah, exactly. Or related, at least. See, it's better than having something that evolves into something that looks exactly like it, but, you know, maybe has a bigger hairdo or something.
Q Venusaur.
Yeah. That's kind of what I figured when I first saw Buffalo one, but then it's not actually an evolution of Tauros. Sorry, I'm talking.
It's almost like the evolution of Mareep to Flaffy and then to.
Yes, Ampharos.
Yeah, that's like. Where'd all the wool go? Like, it just disappeared.
How about the Magnezone?
Magnezone. Yeah, that was a bit random.
Pretty much every fourth generation evolution that didn't need to exist with Magmortar. All of those Pokemon did not need to exist.
Although I do like Frozlass, whatever its name is.
You know,
it's all right.
To be honest, in the anime, I was expecting. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Glalie?
Ladies first.
Go, Mike.
You know, to be honest, in the anime, I was expecting to sound like this.
Yes, we will take the hill, friends!
But then I was disappointed when it sounds like... that's what it sounds like. And I'm like, what?
Wait,
I was
what?
Expecting him
okay,
to sound like
hold
this.
On.
Which Pokemon are you talking about?
Chandelure.
Oh.
It's a more interesting one than actually.
Hang on. Alright, I was trying to hold back laughter, but then I started choking on my Mountain Dew, and I just...
What kind of innuendo is that? We can't take you literally anymore. Not after the weird truths that you revealed on the podcast.
Will they stay secret? Or will they be revealed?
No.
All will be revealed. I just said revealed twice. Yeah, so anyway, you guys got any kind of stories or personal opinions about Aksu that you haven't already...
I already said my personal opinion about Aksu.
Not you, Caleb.
Nobody cares about you.
No, it's... Yeah. Well, you've already input, so...
Well, to be honest, what's... You're not dead, anything.
Huh? What's who?
What's your opinion?
Oh, mine.
Your opinion.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Well, I don't know. They're kind of... It kind of stood out to me when I first saw the black and white Pokemon. I was a bit like, hey, I really like Larvitar, and, you know, since you look like a Larvitar, then I like you. And I haven't actually really had one in-game, I don't believe. Or maybe I just had a I'm just going to call it Kibargo, because it's easier for me to look at and pronounce, and also because I just like it. Anyway, and yeah, and then I started watching the anime, and I thought it was cute as opposed to Caleb, but, you know, opinions differ. And...
What, I'm not cute? Get out of here.
No, I mean, as opposed to what you believe, that it wasn't cute, that it was just annoying.
Well, you're not cute, but, I mean, still, that's not her reason.
Well... Well, I didn't say that. La la la.
In your face, Mike.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even gonna let that continue. Let's just.
Yeah.
Drift.
So. Right. I don't know. I don't really have many personal experiences based on that Pokemon.
To be honest, I feel
this is
you.
This.
About the.
I hate you, Mike.
I feel really weird about the black and white Pokemon.
Isn't that not all black and white?
I don't...
Sorry, continue.
Mainly because they just don't feel... They don't feel right.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
That's what...
Like... No, man. No, shut up. This is... I don't need your input on this. Seriously... This generation of pills in my book. Like, even the fourth gen managed to keep me interested, but this, no.
I feel differently.
It disappointed me.
Okay, look. Fifth gen for me was just fine. There was only, like, the names could be better on, like, all of them.
Yeah.
The one that I absolutely despise, the one that I hate, is Vanilla.
Yes! It's finally somebody who just agrees with me. Everybody
that is the most
annoying,
useless-looking Pokemon on the planet. It's an ice cream cone.
Everybody at school is like, oh my god, it's like the best Pokemon ever. And I'm like, are you listening to yourself? I mean, go on the internet. Public opinion is otherwise. Everybody hates Pokemon. Except the people who would love to eat the Pokemon. Oh my god, I'm fulfilling the prophecy.
If I'm not mistaken, Vanillite was created by an American.
Good call.
I'm not kidding.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, seriously, it probably was. I don't know. I'm too late to look it up. But seriously, it probably was.
I'm also too late to look it up, but I think it was made by some kid who won a contest.
That's
what I
think he was.
Anyways.
I trust...
You know, Americans are fat, so...
Actually, did you know America is not... According to BBC, Malaysia is...
The fattest country.
Yes, Malaysia.
Well, we got some pretty fat Americans. It's pretty fat.
Americans. I'm part American, and I'm pretty damn skinny.
I'm completely American. I was born in the Sunshine State of Florida. So.
And Mississippi.
Well, you guys are funny.
in Mississippi, 4 out of 5 people there are fat.
Is that a fact?
That
no.
is actually a fact. 4 out of 5 people in Mississippi are obese.
All right, so I'm going to line up.
Strange.
Everybody. Fifth person's going to be skinny.
Dude. I'm f***ing skinny, man.
Either way, because whatever Mike says doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Let's just... So I got really into Pokemon Heart Gold. Really into it.
When?
And I actually, like, it was like my first time ever playing the Soul Silver Heart Gold games. Oh. And, yeah, like 3 months ago I went out and bought it and I fell in love the moment I turned it. Because I was like, oh my god, my little Totodile can follow me around. It's awesome.
You know what amuses me, though? I recently picked up my Digimon game again. And I was never really into Digimon until I found the DS game a couple of years ago. And this one is Digimon World Dusk, for anyone who is aware of it. And the Digimon follow you around, right? Just like in Pokemon, although they did this years ago. And it took them a long time to do it for Pokemon, and only one Pokemon follows you in the Pokemon games. It's kind of a bit lame, because three Digimon follow you in this game. Kind of found that a bit...
Pokemon Yellow.
Digimon, Digital Masters, yeah!
Yeah,
I missed that show.
From Pokemon Yellow, though, they had, no other games where the Pokemon followed you. Plus, it was only that Pikachu who could follow you. It wasn't anyone that was in your party. On top of that,
Pokemon
three
Ranger?
Digimon follow you, and it's any Digimon you carry around in your party. So,
it's because the Pokemon company has not mastered that of pixelated technology yet.
No. Yes.
Right, but in standard Pokemon, they're supposed to be in their Pokeballs, not out and following you around. The only Pokemon that actually
Digimon
remains out of its Pokeballs
at general
prosy. Rule is Pikachu.
Yeah, but that's only... I still think it's silly. I stand by what I say.
And in the manga, even Pikachu is in his Pokeball.
In the manga?
Yeah, but that's
Pikachu
because it's a different Pikachu to the Pikachu in the anime. And in Pokemon Yellow. Plus,
as far as like one particular manga, I don't know about the rest of them because I know there's a manga based strictly on which Pikachu is out of his Pokeball.
Yeah, that's Lightning Tails or something. So,
yeah. We could throw in some site news, even though I'm not on the site.
Well, I am
because
oh
everything's
my god.
Closed for Skype.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
people have been born in Antarctica.
You can
officially be racist to Antarcticans.
I'm sure at some point during time they have.
So.
Site news?
Them Antarcticans. We can't trust them.
Before we go into this, Mike, look at all the f**ks I give.
Damn it. Sarcasm. Anyway.
Son of a
bitch. So, Poke Park 2 comes out in Europe on March the 23rd, and that's kind of exciting because I did enjoy the first one. And, yes, I know, Caleb.
Well, it sucks that you're not in Europe.
You haven't gotten out your Wii yet, and Mike probably uses his as a paperweight or something similar. But I have mine in my room.
I've been playing it recently. I've been playing.
I don't have a Wii.
Oh, you don't have a Wii. All right. Well,
I know you don't.
Oh no, that
you
was
like
that,
it
I think
the...
that was Zach who kept it in the box. Yes. Well, there's been a review of Grass Type of Generation 4 Part 2 by Winstein again. Winstein.
Prof. Jeffrey's back.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, welcome back, Jeffrey. You were missed.
Emo Doll totally ditched us, but somehow posts in What Do You Look Like?
That's kind of amusing. Clink
broke his arm, is not with us.
Yeah. Who isn't? Sorry?
Simmy broke his arm, so he's not going to be with us for a while.
Oh.
Yeah, he's going to be in a cast for like 2 months.
What
pretty bad.
Arm did he break? Which one?
I think it was his right arm. Or no, it was his left arm because he's left-handed.
Oh.
Yeah. And he broke it by playing basketball on ice. Apparently it's a cool sport to do. I gotta try that. There's ice outside. I could go do that.
He was trying to be like those mental Antarcticans. Playing in the ice, you know.
Oh. Hey, don't be racist to them.
That was the point of my card. Alright, well,
just because they're in Antarctica doesn't mean that they play basketball on the ice.
No, it means that they play basketball in the ocean, maybe? In the frozen ocean? Oh, so that would mean that it's ice? Hmm.
What the f***?
Look. Xanthi, just go play out in your blazing hot summer weather because it's winter or it's summer where you are.
Actually, you
know, I know. I'm jealous.
Today it was quite warm. It was like, my brother Asher was playing the PlayStation and I was down at the coffee table and we were like just sitting there and nearly sweating, just, you know, from the muffled heatness, humidity, that's the word. And then, I don't know, about an hour after we felt like that, it was pouring with rain, and there were large gusts of cold breeze coming through the windows. So that was a
I love
nice
that
change.
Feeling! That's why I like Florida.
Okay.
Well, that's what Melbourne does. It's very, very temperamental. Even in the winter and summer.
I just came up with a racist comment that doesn't only affect Mexicans, but also Australians.
Oh, what is
okay. Wait.
Nothing.
Wait. Mike, wait.
You can't just say that you have a joke and then, I mean, a racist remark.
Well, I don't want to offend you.
Alright. Wait. Relevance.
Yeah, this is relevant to what you... Yeah, this is
relevant
to what you said.
Podcast. Relevant to podcast.
You mentioned
Mexicans.
Because
we have to delete a lot of this.
Yeah.
Agreed. I'm just going to say it. Okay. What do you mean that's the only thing Mexicans have in common with Australians? They're both all criminals.
Notice how there was not even the sound of crickets there. That was so bad, not even the crickets wanted to chirp. And inaccurate. Well, I'll have you know that I have only ever stolen a Pokemon card in my life, and that's all. Thank you.
That is why I said I didn't want to say it, but you were like, no, Mike, just say it.
I want to know how Mexicans are criminals while in Mexico.
That's why it's a... Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
Many years ago, in a time when we did not exist, and by we I just mean us three, the Aztecs lived where Mexico is, and then the Aztecs... And then the Aztecs were overrun by the Spanish, and the Spanish killed all the Aztecs and stole all their gold, and that's why they speak Spanish. The end.
Yeah. Two things.
Yep.
One, this is why I failed history. Two, get f***ing owned, Mike.
Oh yeah.
The only person that is able to own is Chuck Norris, and thus far he agrees with everything I've said.
Aww, like.
Chuck Norris can kill two stones with one bird.
Yeah. You know, I wonder where
Jesus can walk on water. Chuck Norris can swim through land.
Oh, bam.
Well, Chuck Norris also walked on Jesus.
Now that's controversial.
But if Jesus tried to walk on Chuck Norris, he'd just end up with a broken leg.
Ooh. Yeah, but then he could just heal himself.
But then Chuck Norris could just break it again.
Considering Chuck Norris will live forever, he can keep breaking his leg.
It's a continuous cycle.
Self high-fiving. That's when that Forever Alone face pops up, you know.
It's because Mike has so many friends.
I do, actually.
He's perfected the art of self high-fiving.
Yes.
We're proud of you, Mike.
With other people, of course. With other people. I have no friends!
Sad face. That's okay.
Not really.
Okay. So we're just going to keep going and going and going, not being relevant to the podcast at all, so I can have a whole bunch of editing to do later. You guys.
You will have holy endless God, you, fun.
That was actually what I was doing, but now that you got on, I'm just going to talk about Pokemon. I mean, once when Xanthi said, I don't want to do it, and then Gail was like, I'll do it. And I was like, this is my chance to give him a hard time. Yeah.
Caleb, you're also going to have a lot of fun accepting this file transfer. It might take a while. If we talk a lot.
Well, here's the thing. There's who's in charge of this call?
Me.
You're going to hang up on Mike, and we're going to keep doing this without him.
Well, what's that? I just want to say that I had a good time doing this. But that, you will not be missed, Caleb. I will see you my flight over to the U.S. I will probably meet your fist. I will shake it.
When you edit the podcast, could you do those like little Pokemon sound effects when we introduce ourselves? So we'll be like Flareon, and you'll be like Scizor, and then Mike will be like Teddy Ursa.
I like how I'm
can you send me the sounds?
I can indeed. Yeah.
Dude, people sue each other over the Happy Birthday song. That song is like
older than your mom. Yeah, but that belongs to nobody. That's just ridiculous.
Yeah, nobody owns the rights to the Happy Birthday song at all. If somebody did, that would be a gigantic.
I'm searching that right now. Is the birthday song copyrighted?
No.
Okay. Before Mike searches that up and ruins our days, let's continue with this podcast because I don't care about who copyrighted the birthday song, if they did.
Yeah. Well.
Because I'm still gonna sing it. I don't care.
You shouldn't care.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Chicago-based music publisher Clayton and Jessica Hill published and copyrighted the Happy Birthday song in 1935.
Screw her.
They're dead now.
Yeah.
In 1976, the copyright term was extended by 75 years. Holy shit! Shit, who has the money to publish that? Like, guys, I have the perfect idea. Let's extend the copyright term another 70 years. How much would that be? Be about $5 million. Holy shit.
Okay, hang on.
I'll do it.
What year did this happen?
1976.
So, in the year 2036, it'll expire.
Yeah, but then they'll probably just renew it again, and we'll be back where we started.
And nobody's gonna care because everybody's still gonna sing the Happy Birthday song. And they're not gonna make a dime off.
It's not like people are gonna burst through your door and be like, "You're singing the Happy Birthday song. You are under arrest, and you're gonna be fined all this money and blah blah blah."
You're right. They're just going to shut down your internet connection. Copyright Term Extension Act of 1998 added another 20 years.
What? So yeah, well, 95 years. These rules, so I think they're pretty irrelevant. Are you happy to do the editing, Caleb?
Yeah. Okay. I'm loving this.
Lovely.
Because at some stage, I'd like to go to sleep!
What is the podcast?
That is a ancient philosophical question.
The
Ring
podcast didn't start until 2002.
It's a philosophical question, you asshole. Play along.
Well, I just don't think we have enough, material because Kibago or Aksu or whatever is not.
It's kind of a boring ass Pokemon.
It's kind of a boring Pokemon. Nobody cares about it.
Well, we just don't have,
But we're not doing anything else. I mean, we're not talking about games. We're not talking about, movies.
Mentioned the games. Oh, movies. the first Pokemon movie since, like, Pokemon, the one with the Entei in it, is, you know, showing at Australian cinemas, and that's really exciting. Although, I'd kind of prefer
you know what?
Japanese.
I think,
does that mean that you just got the movie?
They're showing it in cinemas.
Oh, okay, alright. Sure.
Okay, wait. You're talking about,
like,
the one with
you guys are completely outdated.
Yeah, from Zekrom and Reshiram, I believe. Or I could be
I think
wrong.
Those were also playing in American theaters. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Who knows?
However, there was totally... I don't know if you guys covered this in, like, last podcast or not, but there was totally an event for it.
Oh, okay. No, I don't think we covered it. We did it before Christmas. The last one.
It's way too late to do it now, but there was totally an event where you could get a Victini from the movie.
Yeah, I think I actually remember that. I never
I
did
got
it
that
because,
Victini.
Well, I already had one, so I didn't really want another one.
The thing I liked about the first Victini is that you could kill it, leave the room, come back, and be there again.
Yes, that was very handy. Because
I
had
was
a very
really
hard
good
time catching it.
Because it was, I had a very easy time catching it. It took me like 3 to grade, well, and it was a
well then.
But it gave good experience, considering how early it was in the game. That was a very good thing to have.
Yeah. I see. Because you had to battle, like, the trainers to get to it, you mean?
No. He gives good experience. And you can kill him, leave the room, come back,
oh,
and he's there again. So you can
oh,
keep
right.
doing it.
Yeah, I don't think I noticed that the first time I did it, so I just had to try and catch him on the first go. And then I had to reload the save.
I'm assuming, assuming that you killed it. It was like, oh my god, I killed it. Turned
yep.
it off, turned it back on.
Yep. Had to go back to the island because I hadn't saved beforehand because I thought it would be easy. Because I knew it was only level 15, I just accidentally killed it. So, yeah.
Another good Pokemon that's like good for experience at the very beginning of that game. Mm-hmm. Is Edino.
Oh, yes. Except they're kind of infrequent to run into.
You just gotta get them in that shaking grass.
Yeah. Oh,
that's the only time they appear is in the shaking grass.
You know what? I did not like that about the anime, that they replaced Chansey with Edino. I thought that was just a bit wrong. It was kind of like...
The reason they did that is because any Pokemon outside of whatever that region is, you know? No.
Yeah.
Nova, Unova, okay. Anywhere
so
outside of the
Dino
Unova
sound
region?
Like?
Kind of like Chansey.
What is it? Oh, I was expecting it to sound like this. Oh, Dino!
Of course you were. I've only seen it in Japanese.
What do you, what,
it seriously was.
Well, the English one's the only one I want. I don't ever watch Japanese anime Pokemon. Ever.
Well, I did
never
ever
have,
since
never...
they, ever since 4Kids was, you know, gone over to the other company. Because I hated the voice change cast thing. I couldn't stand it. So I started watching...
Once you get used to Ash's new voice, it's actually...
Veronica Taylor more.
Yes, I agree. Veronica Taylor was like a god.
Plus, I hated Brock's new voice. Hated it so much. It was crap.
They all sound so freaking constipated. Like, I'm not kidding you. They sound like, oh my god, Ash, we totally need to go capture that Pokemon. And then Ash is like, okay, we'll go
I would just
Pokemon.
Like to point out, I would just like to point out
yes.
that the voice of Brock is also the voice of Seto Kaiba, Piccolo. Not Piccolo. No.
Piccolo.
Not Piccolo.
I know who Piccolo
no,
is.
No, Piccolo is Christopher Sabat, which is also the voice of Vegeta and somebody else.
Ah.
No.
I watched Dragon Ball Z the other day. It was really funny because over the span of about 5 episodes, nothing happened. It was all deliberating and...
It's almost like the American version of Naruto. It's like, it takes 5 episodes for, like, a person to... Oh, it's
really?
Not. It's funny. Mm. Yeah,
the thing
Japanese
about Naruto
is
that
way faster.
Yes, Caleb.
The thing about Naruto is that he's going to say what he's going to do, explain how it's going to defeat him. Then he attempts this, and then the guy stops him, tells him he's going to block his move, do his own move, and beat him with that move, and then do that move and beat the guy who said that he was going to beat him with the previous move.
See, I'm glad that doesn't happen in the Pokemon anime. They're just like, use this attack, that, and then it's over. The end.
That is how Naruto
it's kind of
works.
Like Call of Duty.
Unless you're Naruto himself, who just jumps out of nowhere like, hi guys, Kagebushin Nujutsu, Rasengan, congratulations, I do the same thing in every fight. No originality. Cool.
Well, if it works every time, why bother changing your tactic?
The only thing that he changes is the form of the Rasengan, which turns into a gigantic shuriken.
Ooh, that's cool.
That is a spoiler, by the way, if you haven't caught up in the manga.
Well, I haven't read or watched. No, actually, I have watched a bit of the anime. Somebody bought me the movie, actually, one of the movies, and it came with a special where he was at an events sports thing and he really needed to use the toilet, but then he couldn't. And yeah, it was really strange.
Okay, but so the way he acts reminds me a lot of Avatar, The Last Airbender.
No way.
Aang acted very similar in his stupid antics in the beginning.
Yeah, but I don't agree. I think that just that the personalities are so different that I can't see a similarity there.
So guys, is anybody else stoked for the next Last Airbender movie?
No.
What?
I purposely didn't see the first one because I was told how horrific it was.
I actually kind of liked it. Not the fact that I like Avatar, but because I don't like Avatar. But, like, I watched it, and it was alright. I mean, this is also
the
coming
movie?
From a guy who's never seen it.
The movie? Dude, that was a piece of shit.
Yeah.
That was like a person taking a piece of shit on an awesome childhood TV show. I literally watched Shambhalama Ding Dong up there on my childhood. Okay, that movie is a failure.
And they pronounce, like, everyone's name wrong. It's like the person who made the movie did not actually watch the show. It's really astounding.
Well,
I've only seen snippets of it, and I was told about the rest. And I will only ever watch it to make fun of it and to condemn it.
Like I said,
yeah.
This is coming from a guy who didn't watch the show.
Well, you should watch the show. It's amazing. It's one of my favorite shows ever.
I mean, you know, I was actually being sarcastic about being stoked about seeing the next movie, but...
Yeah, I know. I realized that much.
But I didn't hate the movie, because at least it was visually acceptable.
Yeah, but you would probably...
That's
not
the thing.
Like,
that
could
be said about any movie.
If you could take the... I guess the creative, I don't know, style of somebody like George Lucas or that
creative
other guy who's always up Johnny Depp's ass, Tim Burton.
Creative.
And mix it with M. Night Shyamalan's visual fucking cleanness, then you would have a great movie.
Did you just seriously say that George Lucas is creative?
Listen, I like Star Wars, okay?
Best thing of its time.
I like Star Wars, too. I don't like George Lucas.
Why?
George Lucas has alright films, okay? And at least, you know, the original.
Did you know that the highest rated Star Wars film of all time wasn't even directed by George Lucas?
Yeah, but was it written by him?
No. No,
Which
it was
one
not.
Was it?
I don't think any of the Star Wars were written by George Lucas.
Yeah, they were.
Empire Strikes Back was not directed by George Lucas.
Yeah, but it was still written by him. He wrote the original three, and it was originally supposed to be one movie, except it was too long, so like, lol, three movies, and that's why there are three movies. Well, until they made the, you know, episode 1, 2, and 3, of course. Yeah, that's right. I watched behind the scenes. one day. So I was bored.
Cool. Look it up. I'm not like
okay,
stunned.
Okay,
okay,
then we'll just go with Tim Burton, who made Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
I never saw
that. He's creative, creepy at the same time, but still he's creative.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Well, if you put the ideas of Tim Burton with the visual, I don't even know what the f*** of M. Night Shyamalan, then you would probably have a really good movie.
Hmm.
I kid you not, because Tim Burton has some pretty good has a pretty good visual team, but I think M. Night's is better.
I see.
Because the reason I liked Avatar and the reason I liked The Last Airbender, which ironically kind of, I don't even know, Avatar and The Last Airbender are not the same. But I like those movies because they were so visually appealing.
Yeah. I guess I can understand it from that point of view, but just in comparison. No! It's, well, because, like, if you think about it, there are 20 episodes of the first season, and the first season was the first Avatar The Last Airbender movie. Each of those 20 episodes goes for 20 minutes. So all that time and all those events that happened crammed into an hour and a half, it's bound to be crap.
George Lucas was not expecting the film to become part of a series.
Mm, exactly. He thought it was just going to be one.
It says the fourth draft of the script underwent subtle changes that made it more satisfying as a film, ending with the destruction of the Empire itself by destroying the first Death Star. So no, he wasn't planning to make two other movies in the original trilogy.
Well, in the behind the scenes thing, it told me differently. Maybe I'll have to re-watch that. That's lovely.
If guns don't kill people and people kill people, does that mean toast?
Huh?
I'm going to ignore you now.
Is this a meme because you declare it? Or do you declare it because it's a meme?
Anyways, okay.
Do you talk crap because
I just thought of something
Mike?
Really bad about Axiom.
Oh, are you Mike because you talk crap? Oh.
I talk crap.
Really bad joke about Axiom.
Yeah.
Everything I say sets me up for being talked crap to. Does that make sense?
A little bit, not really.
I'm ignored.
Okay.
So
I
what
purposely
were you saying,
say
Caleb?
Say
wait, Caleb
stuff.
Had a bad joke about Kibago.
Well, his American name, Axew. Realized that it's pretty much bad black man English.
Oh, I get it. I get.
I was watching wrestling, and one of the. Let me ask you something. And I was like, and then
that's quite funny.
I was like, hey, I now know where they got the name for Axew.
If LeBron James proposes to his girlfriend, does that mean his fiance would have more rings than...
Look, Mike, for the love of God, man.
Do you guys even know what I'm talking about?
Shooting off random meat. You're shooting off f***ing Velociraptor bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
And no one cares.
Yeah, dude. Everybody cares about what the philosophy...
Dude.
What the
Velociraptor
frick?
Is whatever.
What's the matter, Mike?
Okay, listen. I have a stormtrooper riding a worm on my desk. Your argument is invalid.
Is it like an action figure?
Yes, it's a little action figure riding on a little clay molded worm.
That's awesome. Do you monitor my internet times, Caleb?
Yes.
Dude, most of the internet bandwidth that I use involves playing Battlefield 3 or Call of Duty.
Hack the planet! Hack the planet!
Oh, why did the Sweller take her meal back to the seafood shop? Because it was crabby.
Is that the entire line of that retarded joke in the second movie?
That was from the second movie.
It was?
No, it's because he says no but that crabby, and I didn't understand it.
Oh.
I was
I don't get it. Shut up. Hey, girl. My metapod only knows one move. Harden.
It's funny because it's
true. I've heard that one.
Mudkips. All people have to say is Mudkips, and you get it.
I hear you like Mudkips.
That was just creepy.
Exactly. See? Mike makes everything creepy. I don't understand it.
Creepy
but sure.
Fun.
Like, can you say it happy? Like, I heard you like Mudkips.
You guys remember the second podcast? I was completely silent the entire time.
Mike? You mean the Lugia?
What?
Lugia?
Yeah.
What about episode? Lugia?
The episode where Lugia was the Pokemon. Alright. Well, anyone have much else to say?
Well, considering this is only going to be about a 20-minute podcast, I kid you not, because like we didn't talk about Pokemon much at all.
Well, that doesn't really... Like, in the past, obviously, the whole podcast hasn't just been about Pokemon. It can be about other things. Well, I don't know. It was kind of like a last-minute decision to podcast, so we didn't really have a plan or anything. We didn't have a guest, so... Whatever. It's just like a comeback podcast. What the hell,
all right,
Mike?
Well, I mean...
Why do I want to look at Harley's butt?
We could just do some random, some like real quick. We could do like some on-forum things like birthdays and, you know... go into the who's leaving and welcome back threads. Then we can welcome back whoever came back.
Yay!
we can go into what do you look like thread and verbally comment on each picture on that page.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And we will cut that out because I'll probably say something offensive on each photo.
Okay. Well, I'm
unless it's
the
like
birthdays.
Supermodel status.
I'm looking at the birthdays now, and I'm guessing 75% of these are spam bots who made the same birthday. 25.
Well, you remember last year, I think it was in the...
Yes,
in
I know what you're going to say, like, and yes, I remember it.
That was hilarious.
It was really strange.
It was like... It's like half of the PE2K community turned 26. It was hilarious.
Yes. It was quite funny. That's a bit random. Okay, I'm going to go to the what do you look like thread.
I'm going to try to find the PE2K because I don't think I have it bookmarked. Uh-oh.
Yeah,
I'm going to see if I can find my picture.
That's the link to the thread. So... Is it just me, or do half of these people who post in this thread not post anywhere else?
Yes. You are correct.
Like this person, Lovecat.
Yeah.
Have not heard of her. See a random photo of her that apparently is on Tumblr and Photo Bucket. Are we surprised?
I am.
Mike.
I am,
what?
You left a comment, and you're like, yeah, okay then. Not something you normally hear, but, I'll do ya. Oh, that's why. The comment. I'm just looking at comments. Anyway.
Well, it's not loading for me, so you guys have fun with all that. And
whoa,
whatever doesn't look like a spam bot, say happy birthday to them anyways.
Okay. Well, Simmy has glowing eyes in this photo.
Mm.
And I believe he has a bum next to him. Unless the doormat looks like Harry Potter.
There's a lot of birthday
news.
We really need to work on
Horcruxes. Gotta Pikachu is Dumbledore. I don't know why I found that so amusing. I love how.
Why do you look the same in every single photo, Mike?
Mike has photos.
He's like, I look like a f***ing badass in this photo, man. You look the same in every single f***ing picture. Oh. Get out of here.
So I look like a f***ing badass in every picture. Oh, yeah! That's right. Yeah. So cool.
No, you look like some poser in a hoodie.
A badass.
Anyways, I'm going to go ahead and say happy birthday to, like...
I didn't even know this, but Gemma called me a terrorist.
A terrorist?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Dude, is this like... How old is this photo?
I posted it... What time did I post this? I posted it a few months ago, but I don't remember when I took it.
I remember that. Yeah. You're a terrorist. I guess I'm going to throw out happy birthdays to Keaton.
Oh.
Kiyankichi Rar. Elite Frenzy. Super Peeny. this Cohen 1988 person looks real. Icer C. Creepy Cacleon. Princess Leia. Sin. Celebi 22. Volviga Master. Sonic Deuce. And Tony T.
You're right there, Mike. And where's this photo that you posted? No, I found it.
It's super like old. Super old.
Hooded person.
And the people who are currently online at this very point in time are me, Pichu Boy, Ben Mac, Bob and Bill, Boizel.
Boizel.
Mike. Super Ultra Zekka. And the Pokemon Ninja. Why I don't see Xanthi is beyond me.
It's because I am being a ninja and hiding from you guys. Yeah. Really, I just haven't logged in. So, Caleb.
Huh?
I was just thinking of how Mike posted a picture of himself and then remembered that I have photos of myself on Facebook. Such as the ones of me in my Xena costume.
Yes. Well, excitingly enough, I'm having a birthday party soon, and I'll be wearing the same costume. Excitement. It's mediating.
Oh what?
Are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing?
Yeah.
It sounds like Gladius from Portal 2.
Holy fuck!
It's so fucking bad.
Holy shit! What kind of effects program did you act?
Okay, before this gets any worse, I'm gonna go ahead and just outro and.
Insert outro here.
I'm just gonna say this and then you're gonna end the recording.
You know what's
and
funny?
Mike,
I'm recording this right. So when I send the thing to you, you guys are gonna be laughing at nothing, because it'll be normal on my my recording. Internet.
Hey, you're normal.
Hey, look, there it is. She's back.
Oh hi.
What are you doing? What the hell? What kind of voodoo magic are you using? Derp.
Voodoo magic.
Oh. Hello.
Are there any good fanfic updates? Any good ones? You know, anyone should know about?
Actually, I kept meaning to read some of them, and then I never did, because I'm dedicated like that.
Well, you should definitely, point them out.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, here's news. Gemma decided to put her story on that word starting with H that I...
Hiatus.
Yeah, that hiatus. It sounds weird.
Indefinite hiatus, by the way. She doesn't know when she's going to kick back in.
It does sound like...
It was really disappointing to hear, I suppose.
Feng shui.
Well, I mean... If it helps, she's not done writing. She's just pausing indefinitely that story. She's going to write a different story.
Are you like a second half of Gemma who knows all of this stuff magically? Or do you still talk to her?
Talk to her all the time. There's like,
I thought you
just
stop
because
that
we stopped
reason.
Dating doesn't mean we stop talking. I don't understand like why people stop talking after they stop dating.
Well, some
I don't
people
understand
find it too awkward. I mean, I wouldn't be able to vouch for that since it's never happened to me. But, you know, it's what I've heard.
It is kind of awkward.
I think that's actually a good thing. Okay, so there's one photo that I see right now. Mm-hmm. And it is of Lovecat.
Lovecat?
And, I mean, it's not the whole photo. So, I mean, it's like, it's only showing her face. I don't know what's, like, the photo isn't completely loaded.
It's not much more
so,
than that.
Okay, well, then...
Fan fiction section.
Yeah?
Will the post original stories or...
What'd you say,
Mike? This is not really the fan... in the creative writing section, are we allowed to post original stories since it's not really the fan fiction section anymore? Okay.
We've always been
allowed
to.
Just making sure.
Silly.
Oh, really?
Actually, I'm not entirely sure that you should post original stories in fiction.
I wouldn't ever post because original stories online at all.
Why?
Oh, I'd be too paranoid about people stealing them and reading them before they're finished, etc. Well, if you plan to publish them, I mean. If you don't, then
no, that's why my story is not up on P2K.
Yeah, good idea.
Well, people
and
are
I have
going to steal
about,
whether you like
I have
them
a
not.
Prologue and two chapters written. So, and I mean these chapters
you
fairly
go on
long.
The internet. You can go on the internet and search for a book. You will find it on the internet. Like, you will be able to read it, even if it's a published book.
Yeah.
On the internet. So it really doesn't matter.
No, but I mean, posting something that you plan to publish later on in life, incomplete, is not a good idea. I would not recommend it.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is that you're going to risk it whether or not you post it on the internet.
All right, now we got a couple more photos popped up. Okay.
I'm glad your internet's working out for you.
And mine too.
It's
apparently I don't sound like a robot anymore.
Yeah, Derpius left. I probably scared him off with my goodness.
Probably.
Wait, hey, does Caleb know what Derpius is?
No.
I don't think he does.
He didn't listen to the previous podcast.
Wait, what? What am I hearing?
Oh, you don't know what Derpius is.
Who Derpius is? Dun, dun, dun! Derpius was basically a fusion of Glorious and Derp, which was first present in the last podcast. And basically, Derpius originally was just a word to describe something that was Derpius, and then it turned into a person who is the cause of everything bad, essentially. The end.
Yes.
So
see how that works?
Well, first off, I'm going to say something about Sawmaster 14.
Yeah.
He posts way too many pictures at once.
I don't remember. I closed the tab, but probably, yeah.
Hey, what's the difference between
that,
a watermelon?
Okay, now I'm going to say something about Jen, who decided to post quite, on you know the internet that she was super drunk,
super
and
tired.
No, she was clearly under the age of 18, let alone 21, and drunk on the internet, so that you know people who read it, you know, okay, that's cool.
Hmm.
And the fact that he's saying that 68 degrees is cold, lol.
Yeah, that's Well, since we don't have Fahrenheit over here. I don't actually know what 68 degrees... 68 degrees in Celsius would basically boil everyone alive. So to me, that's hot. I think I'll go find a converter.
I think it's like 12, maybe 8. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cold. In Australia. Yeah. I don't deal that well with the cold. It's 20 degrees. That is not cold. That's like average. Fine.
What's brown and gurgles?
Brown and gurgles?
Yes.
No one cares.
A baby in a casserole.
That's not funny.
That's not... Okay, sir. We need to work on your sense of humor.
I don't like death to babies jokes. I think they're horrible.
The only thing I can say about Jess's photo is my shirt. And there is clearly a butt next to Simi. And...
Yeah, Simi's the one who has glowing eyes.
And is touching somebody's butt.
Yes, with a hand.
And be your own hero. Mm-hmm. I want that cake.
Yeah, that Star Master guy is posted way too
For Love Cat, I pretty much agree with Psychedelic Shroomish.
She looks too young. So,
well, in age, I'll go with that.
Yeah. I don't know. Just kind of...
Like, if she's underage, to the... As far as my little Ohio law is concerned, under the age of 16, shouldn't look like that.
I don't know. I just like the makeup, the whole posing thing, the whole... I have a zillion photos of me on Tumblr and Photo Bucket. And just
that,
the whole thing...
That, like, the what she said kind of annoys me because she's like every other woman in this country. But,
Oh, good,
other than
that doesn't
I
apply
mean,
to me.
She's I guess, attractive, I guess. I don't know. I mean, if you try hard enough, I guess, you know, it's whatever. Yeah. That's what I'm seeing is a try hard. LS yeah. The doormat.
Harry Potter.
What? Oh, so it's okay, so it's the guy. Alright.
Yeah.
He looks nothing like Daniel Radcliffe, by the way.
Just something about it just kind of... Maybe it's just... I don't even know. It just amuses me.
It might be the curly hair, because Daniel Radcliffe does have curly hair. But, actually, he has more wavy hair.
And the glasses and the smile a little bit.
The glasses don't mean of Harry Potter, because they're completely different.
Yeah, no, but the glasses. I don't know.
No, I mean, I had, like, the whole Coke bottle frame glasses, you know, where they... I mean, I used to have Harry Potter glasses. I know how it feels. So.
So does that?
But yeah, this Soundmaster 14 guy. Way too many photos.
And
way too many.
He looks very short.
He looks very short.
Like.
And very muscular. So I wouldn't mess with him because he looks like he could hurt. You know.
Part of the mafia, perhaps.
He's also you know posing with katanas. I don't know if he knows how to use them or not, but. he looks more like an actor. Which I'm pretty sure he is. Because it's like, I don't know.
He's got his actor's face.
Wait. Entourage is a TV show. But he's only in the background talking on a cell phone. I don't think that counts.
Oh, yeah, just got to walk through. Okay. Well, yeah, that's just an extra part then. I think we established that. Anyway. No, he looks like my height and possibly shorter. I'm a short person, by the way. And, yeah.
Dude, I think, like, most women are short.
No, but I'm, like, shorter than all my friends.
My I have a friend down the road, she's, like, as tall as I am, and I'm, like, 6 feet tall, so.
I have a friend who's over 6 foot. She likes to use me as an armrest. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Okay, so, I just realized what the photo, like, I clicked on, like, just a second post and realized what the shirt was. Now I really adore that shirt. Like, wow.
Yeah.
I want it.
The toothless one.
Toothless and a Pokeball, that's, Dude, I would totally capture Toothless as a Pokemon.
Me too.
Like Pokeball Go, and it would just load it and bounce off its head, like what? And then attack me, like, savagely.
Oh. Yeah, I need to see that movie again. It was a good movie.
So, the picture of Simmy finally finished loading, and his eyes scare me just a little bit.
Yeah.
Why is he leaning up against a butt?
I know.
Wait a minute.
I found that a bit confusing.
That's not a butt at all.
Isn't it?
It's a shoulder.
Oh.
And that hand is resting against the shoulder, which is resting against his cheek. So that's totally a shoulder.
A shoulder with a pocket on the arm.
That's not uncommon, believe it or not.
I don't have any pockets on my arms in any of my clothes. Then again, I don't have a denim shirt.
I have one on a hoodie.
Oh. Okay.
And I mean, you can only put a pocket onto it. So. Mm. You know, it's not uncommon for certain denim jackets to have pockets on the arms.
I'm just going to say this right now. That is definitely...
It's not a butt.
That is,
well,
that
if
is
it were a butt, I think the pocket would
okay.
be a little higher.
You know what? I'm just going to ask him because I am that curious. Although I probably won't get a reply for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Poor Simmy. You're just not in Antarctica.
His last photo was seriously on Christmas Day.
Mine was before that. Mine was like in November.
Dude, mine was before that. Mine was back in like August.
Nice.
I'm gonna post a new picture.
Oh yeah.
Right
now. But my kids are over 5 months old. Yeah.
Oh well, I lied. Actually, people took photos of me last week. Just remembered going to a LAN party.
Posted on P2K.
Hmm.
Posted it on P2K. That's what I'm saying.
Nah, I don't want to post pictures. Posting pictures of myself on a site like
No, listen.
Yeah.
Pictures that you've already posted on P2K.
Wop 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 wop.
Of myself.
Yes, of you.
I've only posted.
That's what I'm saying. It's like my last photo that was posted on P2K was like back in August.
Oh right. Well then, in that case, the one that I posted last was the only one that was like in 2009. So yeah, that was a while ago. I thought you meant the last photo that had been taken of me, because I'm just in the zone like that.
The last photo that was taken of me was today, so...
Oh.
Yeah, he took a picture just to prove that his hair was long to me.
Oh, okay.
And actually, I wasn't talking about that, but yeah, now, and considering, like, for me, it's actually Sunday, so it counts.
Oh, it's Monday
because
for me right now. 7 minutes into Monday.
It just turned Monday.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
Anyways, as soon as I can... I'm actually not going to post... Well, I guess I will post a photo of me, but I'm going to post like a few... I don't know, Photoshop photos. No, I'll do that in my own thread. Like, art thread.
Mm.
Photography and whatnot.
Woohoo!
I am accepting this file that you are bestowing.
Anyways, we got birthdays. We got...
Oh, now that it's Monday for me, I'll have different birthdays. Yes.
Mike, why is your birthday 1903?
I don't know.
Let's do the outro, since Xanthi actually has sound now. Like, she can sound normal to us.
I'm not a robot anymore. Oh, I have a tiny little spider crawling on my leg. Hello! Oh, it fell. Okay. Oh, you should have seen the spider
like,
that was in my room the other day. It was pretty interesting. I caught it in a glass.
But, I mean, you were just like, oh, it's so cute! Tim would have been like, spider fighter!
Well, it was absolutely minuscule, so that's why.
I mean, I know how big spiders. I actually know how big spiders get in Australia. So I imagine, like, if it's a tiny little spider, it's probably like a huge spider for me.
No,
and oh my god, Mike, I'm going to kill you.
It was literally like the tenth of an
inch.
Why
did you send me the same photo that Xanthu sent me?
Huh? He did.
Yeah, it's got the same file name and everything.
Oh, sorry. I accidentally moved the wrong picture into the thingy-ma-jiggy.
Alright, see, he sent me one called Zach Remix. So
I'm excited now. Mm. Let me see. Anyways, while this is loading for me, I should definitely do the outro so I don't have to continue dealing with this.
Okay. Alright. So, wait, who wants to do the outro? Did you just say that?
All of us should do the outro. Like, you should, you know, be like... Because, I mean, like, you're technically in charge of it.
Oh, really?
And...
I feel special. Okay.
I mean, well, I know then. I was...
Yeah? Right, well, this has been the podcast episode of AXU, or Kibago, as I like to say. And, yeah, so today our guests have been... Well, not guests, but they're the reg... I don't even know what to say. Anyway, Mike and Caleb and me were the people, so... Toodaloo, on our behalf.
See ya. Bye.